let's see, would you probably say, here's your clothes or here are your clothes? Which would you probably say?
I'd say here's your clothes.
Okay. if I were asking your opinion about something, and you might say, well, I don't think that, but blank many people think that, but would you say, there are many people that think that, or there's many people that think that?
Oh, there are.
There are many people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was going to say, well, I got on that question about there's your clothes.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would not say there is your clothes, of course. You know,
no,
I'd say
sure.
There are, but there's just something about you can say there's your clothes, even though it's
even
a contraction for
right.
There is,
mm-hmm.
You know.
But you would not say there's many people. You'd say there are.
There are many. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you were talking to a little child and he was afraid of you, you might say, "I don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I
won't hurt you."
Yeah. If you were having an argument with somebody and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right, you'd say, "Well, I'm right." Would you say, "Well, I'm right"? If you want him to confirm.
Oh, okay. I'm
well,
right,
right,
aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
okay. If somebody thanked you for a ride into town, you'd say, "Well, don't mention it. You're something anyway.
We're going that way anyway."
Yeah. If you're talking about the old days.
Mm-hmm.
When everything was better, you'd say
the good old days.
And would you say those were the good old if you were talking about?
Yeah, those were the good old days.
Okay, if I ask you, did you slam the door? You'd say no. It something me. You'd say it. Or would you say it wasn't me or it wasn't I? I mean, if you're doing.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't me.
Okay. I'm not making these very clear.
I think I'm trying to anticipate maybe too much. You know,
no,
about
no,
what
you're
you
not. These are not very clear. I'm not making them very clear. There are no good ways really to ask
yeah.
these kinds of questions.
Uh-huh.
They're sort of, you know, okay, if somebody wanted you to buy something, one of their products, they might send you a free
sample.
Now, if a little girl had on a very becoming dress, and you might say, "Oh my, what a
pretty."
Mm-hmm. And then you might, somebody might say, well, yeah, this other little girl might say, well, yeah, her dress is pretty, but mine is even
prettier.
What would you call a thing that somebody might wear over their clothes in the kitchen when they're
an apron.
Now, to sign your name in ink, you'd say you use a
ink pen.
Mm-hmm. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use
a pen.
And soup usually comes in a
can.
Okay, and what the can's made of, it would be a
tin can.
Yeah, and a dime is worth
10 cents.
Yeah. Okay, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, what does a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
Okay, now a suit would consist of a
slacks and a coat
mm-hmm.
and tie.
Okay, you'd call it slacks then mm-hmm. when it's now would you always call the things that men wear slacks under any circumstances?
You mean it's like opposed to blue jeans or something
okay.
like that?
Okay. Now,
overalls.
All right. Overalls. Now, how about mm-hmm. pants? Would you?
Pants, yeah.
Would you make a distinction between pants and slacks?
Pants to me is more general. And slacks, I think of, is a little bit dressier.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's very good. So
yeah.
That's what they were. Okay, do you know what you call? They used to sometimes have three-piece suits, and they have slacks and coat, and then underneath.
A vest, yeah.
Now, if you had lost a lot of weight, you might say, now, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit fine. I'm going and it's run
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it starts running out, but it's
yeah.
fine. Okay, suppose that you'd come home from work and somebody at your house, you know, you were asking somebody at your house about a package that was there, and then they said, well, the delivery boy from Jones's store
brought it.
Yeah. Okay, and then if it was the wrong package, the people from the store might call and say, well, please
send it back.
Okay, and if you were having to use the word, if you were going to have to do it yourself and take it back, you'd say, please, if you had to use the word bring, you'd say, please. He might call and say,
oh, please send it back.
Okay. Okay, and then if the delivery boy might come and when he brought the one,